The Oracle Report for Tuesday, May 31st, 2016. We are in the third quarter moon phase. The keywords are revise and realign. The moon is in Aries. Goddess of wisdom is Tara, goddess who guides. God of will and desire is Ian, god of the east. Skill today is to change perspective. True alignments are relevance, breaking free of conditioning, habits, or limitations, being heard, seeing a brighter side, creativity and creation, proud expressions, liberty, leadership, seeing the future in current patterns, and clearing. Catalysts for change are intimidating or dominating others, unjust assumptions of power, the power to sway, stuck in being a victim, expecting others to fix things, holding in feelings, difficulty letting go of what is no longer acceptable, feelings of worthlessness, giving away one's power, and cluttered up. The Sabian symbol for the solar lunar month is a symbolic battle between swords and torches. It is the might of light. Four planets are positioning to form a beautiful pattern in the skies. When planets make patterns, their energetics combine in special ways to produce certain effects. This particular beautiful pattern is called a grand cross. It is an equilateral cross with one planet anchoring each of the four points. Grand crosses change things. The planets are at right angles, so changes in the directions of things occurs. Rectification, realignment, and revision is the purpose. It begins at the perfect time, the third quarter moon phase, the time of the lunar cycle when the energetics naturally favor revising and realigning. The grand cross occurs in what astrologers call mutable signs, which means the energetic effect of the grand cross mutates, changes, transforms, transmutes, and morphs into often unexpected ways. Mutable energy is like a running river. It meanders and goes into different places. The activator of the cross is the Sun. The other planets involved are Jupiter, Saturn, and Neptune. A divine bit of loveliness is bestowed upon us. But the loveliness is not confined to today. This grand cross begins today and will still be in effect at the upcoming new moon in Gemini on Saturday, June 4th. This means the energetic is imprinted by the new moon and then plays out, unfolds, and develops through the entire lunar month. So it will be with us for a month. Even more loveliness is added tomorrow when Venus moves into range of the Sun and begins to add its influence at that point on the cross. Venus is the planet of loveliness. When Venus conjuncts the Sun, beautiful things occur. The power of love is activated. The Sun hyper-empowers things, Jupiter hyper-expands things, Saturn hyper-structures things, Neptune hyper-spiritualizes things. That is a pretty good combination in my book. What do you think? Grand crosses activate four directions, and the four directions, or the medicine wheel, are the domain of the Knights of Sophia, or the Kings of Thelete, or the Band of Brothers, which are my preferred names for the four emissaries or faces of the Aeon Thelete. In the ancient Gnostic view, Thelete is the principle of the divine masculine, which centers on will and desire. All of this starts today and continues throughout the next month. It's a giant smackdown of love for the fellowship of humanity. For today, here are the themes we encounter on our magic carpet ride through the theme park. 1. Rising above. The Sun is discharging the might of the Sabian symbol of a black girl. A black slave girl demands her rights of her mistress. This energetic is a fortification of inner strength that comes out into the world to set things right. It seeks justice. It seeks alignment with inalienable rights. Sabian symbol Queen Linda Hill writes that it is the energy of, quote, spreading your wings in order to improve your situation, unquote. The lower octave of the energetic falls into victimhood. A side note, how interesting that rapper Snoop Dogg is calling out the mind control programming with the remake of the Roots miniseries to incite division and victimization and living in the past instead of being part of creativity now or second renaissance. Italics in that are mine. A possible indicator of what we need to rise above today may have shown up in some way last Sunday, May 29th. Venus comes to the degree that the Sun was discharging on Sunday, an airplane performing a nosedive. In our terms this year, our personal magic carpet may have been in a nosedive. If so, was it a total crash or did you pull up in time? Either answer is fine and correct. Magic carpets do not really crash. They do not break apart. They fall and hit the ground, but they are kind of a built-in parachute. They just land as they are and fold in on themselves. This year, crash downs are really solid landings. We are perhaps a little bruised and sore from it, but nonetheless intact. 2. Ideas and ideals ring out. The loveliness continues with the earth discharging the energetic of a flag that is seen turning into an eagle. Our minds and imaginations soar and things become physical and real. Declarations become real at some point. What we focus our energy and attention on today holds great power to bloom later and maybe sooner than we think. 3. Clearing. Third quarter moon phase is the best time of the lunar month to clear up and clean out, or change a mindset, habit, belief, environment, anything. Today, Mercury returns to the degree of a woman airing an old bag through a sunny window. With this, we take the best and discard the rest. The energy wants to get things in order, get them ready. The energetic seeks to declutter the mind, body, and soul. It wants to air out and bring things to light. The magic carpet ride of 2016 is nothing if not surreal to witness. There's a lot to see, but let's remember to look up. There's a giant cross happening in the sky. It harmonizes. Let's tune into that. Let's look and listen.